The island of Malta, lying south of Italy in the mid-Mediterranean, where Paul was shipwrecked, was sometimes called Melita, a Phoenician word meaning escape, as it had often proved a haven of escape for early Phoenician sailors in distress. For Paul, the prisoner, and all the others on the boat, it had been the providential means of saving the lives of everyone on board. The islanders were kind and welcoming. Paul and his companions were offered hospitality by Publius, the governor of the island, whose father was very ill of the notorious Maltese fever. Paul prayed for him, and the sick man was healed. As soon as this was known, all the sick on the island came to Paul and were cured. The islanders, in gratitude, honored Paul and his companions in many ways, and 3 months later, when they were ready to sail, the people gave them all the supplies they needed. As navigation on the Mediterranean was not possible during the winter months, the centurion and his prisoners, with all the other passengers of the shipwrecked boat, had to wait until the spring before they were able to continue on their journey. A ship from Alexandria in Egypt, probably a grain freighter, had been obliged to winter in Malta. Egypt at that time shipped wheat and other products to the western countries, especially Rome. This ship had the figurehead of the twin gods Castor and Pollux, the legendary patrons of distressed mariners. With the opening of the navigation season in early March, the centurion and his soldiers were able to board this ship, which was bound for Italy, with Paul and the other prisoners. The first port of call was Syracuse, on the east coast of Sicily, where they stayed 3 days. Then the ship reached Rhegium, a coastal city on the toe of Italy, across the Strait of Messina. The next day a south wind began to blow, so the following day they were able to reach the main port city of southern Italy, near Naples. Paul and his companions found some believers there, who invited them to stay for a week. Then their journey continued overland. The news of Paul's arrival in Italy had reached the Christians in Rome, and some of the believers went to meet him. One group went as far as the Forum of Appius, a village about 60 kilometres from Rome on the famous Appian Way, while another met Paul at a place called the Three Taverns. On seeing them, Paul thanked God and took courage. When they arrived in Rome, Paul was allowed to live by himself, with a soldier to guard him. 3 days later, he called the local Jewish leaders for a meeting, and said to them, "My brothers, although I have done nothing against our people, or against the customs of our ancestors, I was arrested in Jerusalem and handed over to the Romans. Having questioned me, they wanted to release me, because I was not guilty of any crime deserving death. But the Jews opposed this decision, so I was compelled to appeal to Caesar, even though I had no charge to bring against my own people. That is the reason why I wanted to see you and talk with you." The Jews replied that they had heard nothing about the matter, either by letter or from anyone who had come from Judea, adding, "We know that people everywhere are talking against this sect, and we would like to know what you think." So they arranged to meet Paul on a certain day, and came with many others to see him and hear his views. The apostle had always made it a matter of principle to announce the gospel to the Jews first, and so he tried all day to convince them about Jesus from the law of Moses and the writings of the prophets. Some believed what he said, but others did not. They disagreed among themselves, and as they were leaving, Paul said to them, "The Holy Spirit spoke the truth to your forefathers, when he said through Isaiah the prophet, 'You will always be hearing, but never understand. You will always be looking, but never see.' Therefore I want you to know that God's message of salvation has been sent to the Gentiles, and they will listen." After he had said this, the Jews left, arguing violently among themselves. For 2 whole years Paul stayed in Rome in a house he rented for himself, and all who came to see him were made welcome. He was perfectly free to preach the good news of the kingdom of God and teach about the Lord Jesus Christ, but he remained a prisoner, chained to the soldier who was guarding him. During his captivity, Paul wrote 4 epistles, known as the prison letters. These are Colossians, Ephesians, Philemon, and Philippians. Next episode, the Epistle to the Colossians.